Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Texter says, I used up 4 shirts this morning just queuing for Oasis tickets. So, as you know, Oasis tickets for the 2 Croke Park gigs on the 16th and 17th of August 2025 went on sale. The general sale was this morning at 8 a.m. There was a pre-sale last night and people seem to be having a lot of issues around this. So Dee Laffin, freelance journalist and Oasis fan, good morning. Are you in the queue, Dee?
I am still in the queue, Brendan. So fingers crossed. Who knows?
Okay, I would have thought it would all have happened very quickly and that they'd be gone by now. But so the process is still playing out since 8 o'clock, yes?
I mean, I have been up since 7. I joined a waiting room at 7:30, then joined the queue at 8 o'clock roughly, or 8 minutes past 8 when it went on sale. And I was about, 200 and something thousand ahead of me at that point.
Yeah.
And it's been creeping along, and now I'm 120,000-something people ahead of me at almost 12 o'clock, and I already know that, sure, there's no tickets left, but...
Okay, but you're hanging in there anyway.
I mean, I feel like I kind of have to see how long Ticketmaster are going to let people queue. I mean, it seems a bit ridiculous at this point.
Okay, so... And do you know of people who have been, who have got tickets and everything, about pricing and the packages and everything? Because it did seem, they said there was this, was it 86.50? Tickets will go from 86.50. But
yeah,
but we got no other information on various price tiers. It does seem that there, a lot of them are more expensive than that, yeah?
Yeah, well, basically, I mean, I have been actually trying to get tickets, I suppose, since yesterday, or not even yesterday, during the week, because I joined the pre-sale ballot. So during the week, I think the opening window for that was from Wednesday to Thursday. Like, there was a 24-hour period you could enter. I did that. I got a confirmation email on Thursday, I think, late on Thursday. I confirmed that. They told me if I was successful with that, I'd get an email on Friday. First of all, it said 9 a.m. Then it said 5 p.m. I didn't get that anyway, but I heard that people got codes and got tickets. And from terms of pricing range in that, I know some people who got tickets for 4 standing tickets in the pre-sale for 707 euros. So that works out at about 175 each for standing. I know someone who got 2 tickets for, as they worded it, like up in the gods, up in the really high part of the stadium for 250 euros for 2 tickets.
Okay.
And I also know someone who got a ticket seated in the pre-sale with the code for 95 euros. So I don't know where their seat is, but so that's the variety of them from the pre-sale.
Yeah, but we are also hearing of much higher prices, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. And then today I've heard everything from, you know, 200 for standing upwards to now there are these in-demand standing was the last ones, and they raised the ticket prices to 419.50 each for standing.
Now, is that a VIP package or is there stuff included in that? No.
No, nothing. That's just standing tickets. But they were calling them in-demand standing tickets.
In-demand, yeah.
And when you clicked on the information, there was a little I symbol beside it to explain what in-demand said or means. And it said the event organizer has priced these in-demand tickets based on market value.
Yeah.
So the event organizer is that Ticketmaster, is that MCD, like who is actually putting up the prices here? And how is the difference going up just based on, so that the fewer left, the higher the price, basically, is what it seems to be.
Yeah, yeah. I won't lose us in economics here, but I remember learning about a thing called a discriminating monopoly, whereby a monopoly is you charge everyone the same price as much as you can get out of people. A discriminating one is you try and identify individual sectors and people. If they're willing to pay more, you try and have a product or a price that will get them in there. So basically, they are trying to kind of make the money that people might make on potentially buying tickets at face value and selling them on elsewhere. Yeah.
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 Definitely. And the thing is, like, I've actually seen Oasis 4 times originally when they were together. together, and then I've gone to see Liam and Noel separately. And I think the most I've ever paid to go and see any, like Oasis previously, obviously that would have been older prices, but yeah, like even Liam and Noel recently, I think I paid €50 for a ticket. So why are the, I mean, I know they're, obviously it's Oasis and it's in huge demand, and we know they're probably going to add on more dates. That's the other thing. So why is the ticket price, why are, who's allowing, or why are the ticket prices allowed to go up so high? I just don't understand. And why did we have to go through such a rigmarole? Was it just so that the Ticketmaster website didn't crash, that they were trying to separate a certain number of people to go on a pre-sale yesterday? Or was it all just hype to try and get loads of people to log on and create a bit of marketing around it?
Look, in fairness, we have to take their bona fides that what they're trying to do is get the tickets out as expeditiously as possible to as many people and everything. But yeah, it does sound like a lot of people texting in here that they're having quite a frustrating experience with it. Dee, thank you very much for that, and good luck with it. How many people ahead of you now?
121,916.
You'd be grand. You'd be grand. Will you give me a ring before the end of the show if you get a ticket? I admire you for staying there 4 hours in now and still holding out hope. Okay.
I mean, I've listened to 4 of their albums at this point, so I feel like I've been at the concert already. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Freelance journalist and Oasis fan, Dee Laughlin, thank you very much. We will pause for the Angelus.